Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Ho, ho, ho! This is Story Claus. Welcome to a very special holiday edition of the Story Pirates Podcast.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. My name is Lee.
And my name is Peter.
You probably know the Story Pirates take stories written by kids and we turn them into awesome radio plays. We're going back into the archives to show you some of our favorite stories. Peter, what do we got today?
I will tell you, Lee. What we have today is an old favorite written by a then 5-year-old from Naperville, Illinois, named Evan Pagorsch. And Evan's story is called The Bear Who Saved the Christmas.
That sounds really awesome.
It is really awesome.
You know, before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of that story, why don't we read the original story that Evan sent in to us?
It's a perfect idea, Lee. Why don't you take it away?
Here it is, by Evan Pagorsch, The Bear Who Saved the Christmas. Once upon a time, there was a bear who lived in Wisconsin and really wanted a candy cane. But he wanted to get one from Santa Claus so he could see him and buy some toys. But first, he would eat some candy and candy canes, and then he would get some toys before it was Christmas. So, it was Christmas Eve. And then a mean guy came to spoil Christmas, to actually ruin Christmas. So, he moved the bear out of the way and told Santa that Christmas is gonna be canceled. Instead, only half of children will get presents, and it's not going to be Christmas anymore. It's going to be half of kids get presents day. And then Santa felt very sad and didn't believe in Christmas or didn't care about it. Then the bear knew what he was going to do. He was going to save Christmas and all the people would get presents. So then the bear hopped on the sleigh and then he took off with Santa's reindeer to get all the children. Then, when he came back, Santa was very happy and proud of him, so he gave him a gold medal and a trophy and got him some candy and got him a lot of toys, because he was good. Then, he went back home with all of his bear friends. The end.
Oh, man. Lee, I was on the edge of my seat. Fantastic story.
Thank you. And now here's the Story Pirates adaptation by 5-year-old Evan Pagorsch, The Bear Saved the Christmas.
Oh, 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 I'm Santa Claus, and you probably know that every Christmas I deliver presents to all the good little boys and girls. But did you know that one Christmas would have been spoiled, well, actually ruined, if it hadn't been for a very smart bear? This story is about that bear, and it all started one wintry day in the far-off land of Wisconsin.
Chirp, Gosh, I love being a bear in Wisconsin.
Me too. There's nothing more I could wish for.
Well, there's something more I could wish for. I want to get a candy cane from Santa Claus.
But you're just a bear like us, silly.
Santa's just for kids. Every bear knows that.
Oh, Santa's for everyone. Ever since I was a little boy bear, I've always wanted to see Santa. Maybe even buy some toys from him.
Well, why don't you go up to the North Pole and see him?
Yeah, we're in Wisconsin. The North Pole's not far walk for a bear, that is.
Say, that's a great idea. I'm gonna go there now.
And luckily for Christmas, to the North Pole he went. He walked for days and days and miles, so by the time he got to the North Pole, it was Christmas Eve. And then he said to Santa...
Oh, hey, Santa, who are you talking to?
Oh, don't mind me, Bear, I'm just narrating. Welcome to the North Pole! You're just in time for Christmas.
Not so fast! Out of my way, Bear.
Oh, that mean guy just moved me out of his way.
Listen here, Santa Claus. Christmas is gonna be canceled.
You mean none of the kids will get presents this year?
Worse! Only half the kids will get presents.
But that'll spoil Christmas.
That'll ruin Christmas.
Worse! It's not even gonna be called Christmas anymore. It's gonna be called Half of Kids Get Presents Day. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Santa, say it isn't so.
I'm afraid it is so, Bear. I signed a contract.
That's right, Bear. A billion years ago, before there was Christmas, Santa and I made a little agreement. I'd help him pay to build his workshop, and in return, I would own the rights to Christmas.
What could I do? I needed the startup money. Oh, ho, ho, ho. I feel very bad.
Well, come on, Sienna. Don't you believe in Christmas? Or maybe you just don't care about it anymore.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Wah, ha, ha, ha. Christmas belongs to me.
No! Christmas belongs to everyone.
Oh, yeah? Well, take a look at this contract.
And that's when the bear noticed the fine print.
Wait a second, mean guy. According to this contract, if you cancel Christmas, Santa's not allowed to deliver presents.
Exactly. It's ironclad.
Not quite. It doesn't say anything about a bear delivering presents.
No!
Then the bear knew what he was gonna do.
I'm gonna save the Christmas, and all the kids are gonna get presents.
So the bear hopped on my sleigh and took off with my reindeer.
Ha! On Dasher, on Prancer, on, all you guys, let's go!
Those reindeer were a little bit nervous with a bear holding the reins. So all the Christmas presents were delivered in record time. And when the bear got back, I was so happy and proud that I gave him a gold medal.
Oh, gee, thanks, Sienna.
And a trophy.
Gosh, all I wanted was a candy cane.
And some candy.
Close enough.
And lots of toys, because he was good.
Oh, I never got presents before. Thanks, Santa. I hope you learned your lesson, mean guy.
I sure did. That's the last time I ever hire that law firm to write my mean contract.
And I learned you should always read the fine print before signing anything.
That's right, Santa. I'm going to go back home to Wisconsin to be with all my bear friends. Bye, Santa. Bye, mean guy.
Bye.
And that's how the bear saved the Christmas.
So if you see a bear in a Santa Claus suit, it isn't necessarily bad. The bear just might be saving the Christmas in a way that's totally rad.
So don't let mean guys push you around and rain on your parade.
Just find yourself a sympathetic bear.
It's okay.
And kid, you've got it made, 'cause Christmas,
Christmas,
it's Christmas,
Wisconsin, USA.
Oh, 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 the end.
And now Lee speaks with the author himself, Evan Pogorsch.
Hi, Evan.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Good.
Thanks so much for talking to me.
You're welcome.
So, Evan, you wrote the story, The Bear Who Saved Christmas.
Yes.
I think you wrote that, like, almost 4 years ago.
Yeah, today's my birthday, so yeah, 4 years ago.
Today's your birthday?
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
So you are 9 today?
Yes.
That is incredible. What are you doing for your birthday today?
Well, so far we just went to church. We're going to go to Q. It's this barbecue like restaurant and it's downtown Naperville.
Do you live in Naperville, Illinois?
Yep.
How do you like it there?
I like it.
So, Evan, how'd you get the idea for the story The Bear Saved Christmas?
I don't know. Part of it was, I've heard about bears a lot. You know, people talk about them. We have grandparents and family members in Wisconsin. And we go to Wisconsin a lot. We go to Little Miss Water Park, Wisconsin Dells, our grandparents' house. We have cousins there from each side of the family. So I kind of thought of it. And I loved Christmas, getting all those presents. So I thought of the idea. Maybe I could place those things together.
That's awesome.
Out of them.
That's really smart. I remember
and
when.
I love candy.
And you love candy too?
Yeah.
I remember when we got your story, we thought it was really funny that the bear lived in Wisconsin. So we tried to give it a Wisconsin accent.
Yeah, I heard that.
Can you do an impression of a Wisconsin accent? Would you be willing to try? I could give you a sentence to say, and you could say it back to me in a Wisconsin accent.
Okay.
So why don't you say, "Hi, I live in Wisconsin, and I love the Wilderness Water Park."
Hi, I'm from Wisconsin, and I love the Wilderness Water Park.
That was incredible. That was perfect. Do you ever do any acting?
No, I think I might be doing something if it's not already over. Like a Peter Pan play acting thing.
Cool. Well, you did a good accent. That's why I asked. In your story, there's a bad guy that hijacked Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And the bear had to save it. I found that to be like very dramatic. Can you tell me more about what it's like for you to write a story that has so much action and drama?
I was like 5. When you're little, you can sometimes see bigger kids and you see them doing cool stuff, and you sometimes can see bullies and mean people. And I've watched the news before, and I didn't really know about violence when I was 5, so I thought of it.
How do you say your last name, Evan?
Gorsh.
Does anyone ever say, "Oh my Gorsh"?
No, not really. They used to, except when I was in kindergarten, they made fun of my last name a little bit.
I think it's an awesome last name.
Thanks.
Anything else you want to tell me about?
Well, I want to ask you a question. What are the other story pirates' names?
There are so many story pirates. There's a guy named Peter who's on the show a lot, and he talks like this a little bit. And there's just so many. I couldn't even name them. There's like 200.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I thought there's only like 10, not 200.
We have a bunch in New York and a bunch in Los Angeles.
I hear your voice a lot.
I'm the one that's on the radio the most.
Yeah, we listen to it on Kids Plays Live.
Cool.
78.
Yeah, so, Evan, do you have any advice for any kids out there that are trying to write a story of their own?
Think outside the box, you know, because my story, I thought of, like, guy, like the polar bear being funny. And, like, polar bears don't live in Wisconsin. So think a little weird. And if you like action, make it action. People will like it.
Yeah, that's great advice. Anything else you want to say or ask me or tell us?
I think I'm good.
Awesome. Evan, have a great birthday today. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. And if you want to help us spread the word, please rate us on iTunes and leave a comment. Special thanks today to Evan's mom and to SiriusXM Radio. Do you love this podcast? Do you want to help us reach more kids in more schools? Then go to storypirates.org and click support to make a tax-deductible donation today. If you want to see the Story Pirates live in person, here's where you can see us. If you're in New York City over the holidays, come see us at our brand new home base at the Davenport Theater on December 27th and 28th, as well as January 3rd and 4th. On January 24th, come check us out in Fort Collins, Colorado and in Gallet, Wyoming. We're also going to be in Santa Clarita, California on January 31st. We have more dates coming up in Colorado, Arkansas, California, and New York starting in February, including our biggest improv show for kids ever at the NYU Skirball Center on March 15th. You can find out details and buy tickets for just about all of those shows at our website, storypirates.org. Also, it is not too late to pick up the perfect holiday gift for the Story Pirate fan in your family. T-shirts, hoodies, and more are available at storypirates.org. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And we will see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi! Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's of... It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.